A message written in the colors of the big stoop code pencil was received by Pat Ryan at the Yankuk Hotel. It was from the great Chinese magician Fu Ling, who had been kidnapped by the Dragon Lady's men. So Pat and Terry and Big Stoop set out with a native who promised to guide them to the spot where he received the message. It was midnight as they approached the little river town of Shindig. Leaving Terry and Stooper at the edge of the village, Pat visited the Shindig Tavern to investigate. The next thing he knew, he was in a fight, and our transcribed story goes on from there. But first, Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. My, but you boys and girls are lucky to think that you can actually get a tricky rainbow pencil, a code-writing pencil exactly like old Big Stoop's. Yes, you can get one for your very own. Now, you know all the amazing things Big Stoop can do with this wonder-working pencil and how April has one and used it to mark her initials in rainbow colors on the Dragon Lady's raincoat. Big Stoop's code writer has four different colors in it. Yes, with just a single pencil, you can write in Chinese yellow or April green or Dragon Lady red or Burma blue. In all the world, there's no other pencil like old Big Stoop's, like the one that you can get. And getting it is so easy. Here is all you do. First, ask your mother for the labels from two cans of Libby's tomato juice, that grand-tasting, rich in vitamins tomato juice you've heard so much about. You'll need two labels from Libby's tomato juice. Now, on the back of one, print your full name and address. Then mail the labels with just one dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Before you know it, the mailman will bring you your tricky rainbow code writer, and boy, oh boy, will you have fun. You can write code messages to your pals the way that Big Stoop does. You can draw colored pictures, use the pencil just like crayons. And kids, that's not all. You can play a trick with it that will sure have the other fellows guessing. You see, your Big Stoop code writer has a yellow cord on the end. You put that cord through your buttonhole in a special way you'll learn about, and then you just dare anybody to get that pencil off. Now remember, your keen-looking rainbow wonder pencil is waiting for you. Waiting for you to send just one dime and two Libby's tomato juice labels. So hunt up those labels and that dime right away. Send tomorrow for your Big Stoop code writer. Now be sure to enclose your full name and address. Write to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Determined to rescue Dr. Fu Ling and his assistant, Hu Shi, Terry, Pat, and Big Stoop have come to the ugly, poorly lit village of Shindig, which sprawls along the river. As Pat Ryan sat in the ramshackle Shindig Tavern, he was surprised to see the girl Hu Shi dragged in by a tough mug called Jigger. Pretending not to know who the girl was, Pat tried to help her. This ended in a tavern brawl, and in the confusion, he escaped with Hu Shi. But they were being pursued in the darkness by many men. In desperation, they hid in a small shack. Before they had time to turn around, voices were heard outside, and Pat said,
"Now look, Hu Shi, there must be a side or a back window in this shanty. You beat it out of here."
"What about you?"
I can't manage much more travel. That fight with Jigger back there at the tavern didn't help me."
But you must not stay here."
"Besides, I have a bum wing. If you want another excuse, I'm staying around these diggings until I locate your boss, Dr. Fu Ling."
"I do not know where he is. I was taken aboard a motorboat and brought here. I have seen nobody but the man they called Chipper."
"He took you off the boat and brought you to the tavern?"
"He was going to lock me in a room there."
"Yeah, he said he had orders. But I wonder what he's doing now. I wonder where Doc is, too."
"We must escape. We cannot be caught."
"Now listen, you do as I see and get out of here, will you? Now listen, Terry and Big Stoop are hanging around somewhere at the north edge of the village. You try and find them, see? Terry will send you back to Yankuk, or you'll be safe. Now, quick, somebody's coming. Go out that back window and don't get caught. Tell Terry what's happened, and he'll know what to do."
"I will send help back to you."
"They'll find the girl. She can't get far. Don't worry yet." "So, gave me the old one, too. Well, Jerry, that doesn't sound much like you. Come on in, I'll take a look at that jaw."
"Yeah, well, let me get my hands on that guy."
"You better get your hands on that girl, Jigger. If she should get away, I mean if she get back to Yankuk, she could stir up trouble for us."
"She won't get away. I got five guys looking for her. I'll bring her in. Put on some light here, will you?
Just a minute. I've got a lantern over here. You know, I ought to plug you for letting that young lady get away. If she isn't apprehended, I'll be the one to suffer. Well, looks as though we're going to have company.
Hey, that's him. That's the guy who laid me out at the tavern. Boy, I got a good mind to...
No, Jigger. Let's not have any more of house.
Smiley, you ain't going to let him stand right there, man.
Haven't you got enough to worry about? Oh, this is going to be explained, isn't it, mister?
Well, I can tell you why I'm in this shack, if that's what you want to know. Your boyfriends were looking for me. I don't mind fighting you lads one at a time, but as you can see, I've got a bum arm.
You got a bum arm, Jigger. Did you stop to think of that when you picked on him at the tavern?
I was just following out orders, Smiley.
I'm afraid you were just a little clumsy, Jigger. By the way, mister, where are you from, Yankuk?
More or less.
What's your business? What kind of work do you do?
No particular business. Any kind of work, almost.
What's your name?
What's the odds? I'm not asking yours.
Well, you can call me Smiley. Almost everybody else does.
Smiley, eh? Who do you work for?
Listen, buddy, you ask too many questions for a guy who ain't got no friends around here.
Let him alone, Jigger. That lad's got nerve, and he's out of a job.
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
I could use a lad like you, somebody with nerve.
He's got that, all right.
I'm beginning to think I need a strong, husky chap around here. Doesn't look as though Jigger's any too good. If we don't get that Chinese girl back, it's going to be too bad for all of us.
Listen, Smiley, you can't hire a guy you don't know nothing about.
I'll do the talking, Jigger. This is my affair. Any man who can knock you out, he's all right for my money.
Well, maybe I won't like the job.
Pays good money. You better grab it.
Yeah? But who am I working for?
You'll be working for me. Indirectly, you'll be working for, well, somebody else. Now, about this job, I want you to hang around the Shindig Tavern tomorrow night and wait for a fellow to blow in. I've got a hunch he'll show up.
Well, why don't you wait for the guy yourself?
I've got other things to do.
Well, as long as I'm here, I suppose I better fill in with you lads. But I still wonder where that girl is.
Don't wonder. I run this place. Everybody in Shindig works for me. She'll be back.
Where did she come from? If I remember, somebody called her... Who's she?
She came here in a motorboat along with somebody else several hours ago. I want you and Jigger to be friends. You two will have to work together, more or less.
Okay, I'll shake hands, for the time being.
Put out your mitt, Jigger. That's better.
Okay. But I don't know this guy's name.
Why don't you just call me... Well, call me Pat. Let's let it go at that, huh? I don't go throwing my moniker around, at least not in Shindig.
Jigger, you take Pat over to your shack. He can bunk there for the rest of the night. Just as soon as we locate that Chinese girl, I'll tell you what else I want people left to do.
Meanwhile, Hu Shi makes her way around and through the village in a frantic attempt to find Terry and Big Stoop. She, of all people, knows that Pat Ryan is in a dangerous position. And so, as the long hours of the night wear away and dawn smudges the sky, we turn again to Pat Ryan. He is lying quietly on a crude bunk, listening to the noisy breathing of Jigger stretched out nearby. Pat wants to find out where Dr. Fu Ling is held prisoner. He wants to find out if the Dragon Lady has a hideout in this town of Shindig. And so he decides on a daring trick. He stretches out and kicks one of the legs of the bunk.
What happened?
You woke up in a hurry, Jigger.
What's the matter? What happened?
The leg of that bunk is no good. It slipped out of place, and you... You look very funny. You should see yourself.
Yeah? Why ain't you asleep?
Well, how can I sleep when you talk all the time?
What do you mean?
Oh, the things you say. Some kind of crazy talk about a dragon lady.
Dragon? What did I say?
Oh, something about somebody you call the dragon lady. Where is this dragon lady, anyway?
I was just having a nightmare, I guess. What else did I say?
You said plenty. You said something about the dragon lady, and then you said something about some man. You called him Fu Ling.
Well, you just keep quiet and forget what I said, see? In this river town, it ain't healthy to use the name of the dragon lady when you talk out loud.
No?
Well, maybe I'll tell Smiley about
you. You keep your mouth shut. Listen, I'll tell you something. You and me, we're working for Smiley. Who do you think he's working for? Smiley's taking his orders from somebody who's got a lot of influence.
Oh, I catch on fast. He's working for the Dragon Lady.
You can figure it that way if you want to.
And what about that guy, Fu Ling? Where does he come in?
I've done enough talking. I shouldn't have told you what I did.
Now, listen, you better finish what you started. If you don't, well, as soon as I see Smiley, I'm going to tell him what you told me.
Now, look. Don't do that.
All right, then. You talk and I'll listen. I can keep my mouth shut.
Look, I don't know everything about this setup. I came here on a motorboat from Yangkok. We had two prisoners on board. That Chinese gal, the one that got away, and a fella called Dr. Fu Ling.
Prisoners of the Dragon Lady?
Did I say that?
Okay. So where are they now?
Fu Ling is locked up someplace in this town. I don't know just where. I didn't bring him ashore. I just brought the girl. I was going to lock her up in a tavern.
I see. And that's when I stepped in and we had our little roughhouse. Okay, so much for that. But what's this job we got at the Shindig Tavern tonight?
We go there and wait for a guy.
Yeah, but when does he arrive?
Well, here's the way I got it from Smiley. That Chinese guy, Dr. Fu Ling, he sent a message by one of the natives to a guy in Yangkok, see?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Fu Ling sent this message in some kind of trick pencil writing. He tried to get somebody to come here and rescue him, see?
Yeah.
He sent this message to a guy in Yangkok by the name of Ryan. We know all about it, see? And we're kind of expecting Ryan to show up tonight.
Oh, I see it all now. The message was a trick, but Dr. Fu Ling didn't know it.
That's right. Of course, I don't know anything about this guy. But between you and me, I think we can handle any fellow named Ryan, don't you?
Brother, you don't know the half of it.
Well, here is a fantastic situation. Jigger, one of the Dragon Lady's men, is telling his new acquaintance that their job is to wait and make a prisoner of a fellow named Pat Ryan if he shows up at the Shindig Tavern. Little does Jigger realize that the very man he's talking to is Pat Ryan himself. I told you, boys and girls, Big Stupor's thrilling code writer, that marvelous wonder-working pencil that writes in four different colors, you can get one now. Yes, all you need is just one little dime and two labels from Libby's Tomato Juice. Just that, and the Big Stoop code writer is all your own. You can write secret messages in red or green or yellow or blue. You can color pictures with it, and you can work a baffling trick. So send at once tonight to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Two Libby's tomato juice labels, 10 cents, and your own name and address. Now, believe you me, life will be a whole lot more fun when you get Big Stoop's code writer for your very own. Write to Terry in care of Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S, in Chicago. For victory, patriotic Americans are buying United States savings bonds and stamps. In tomorrow's transcribed Terry tale, there's sure to be plenty of excitement now that Pat Ryan is practically working for the Dragon Lady. And let's not forget that somewhere in the vicinity of Shindig, we'll find Terry and Big Stoop. They wonder what's happened to Pat. But you'll find out in this new Chinese river town adventure, so don't miss a single thrill awaiting you tomorrow.